Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Don't Have Game Podcast, a little podcast that I made up where I talk with friends and I give impressions of video games and all that kind of stuff. It's been a while since I recorded an episode. I don't know if people keep up with what's going on, but I was injured. I did have a pretty small injury of my back. Basically, I had to have an operation, and everything came out right. My lower back was hurting me. My legs were hurting me. So after the operation, I came out and I did all my therapy and all that kind of stuff. I'm pretty much like a 90%, I would say. I feel great. I'll be going back to work soon, and I'll be starting to record new episodes again. And for today, I invited back one of my oldest friends from the other podcast and one of the people that has always keep up with video games, Mr. Toby Edwards. How are you, Toby?
Hey, I'm really good. I'm glad you're back, Stefan, and you're doing well. Yeah, I'm really good.
Yeah, it's been great, and I'm glad that all that chapter of my life is pretty much done already. I expect not to suffer any more injuries. I'll just have to, you know, be careful and not play around anymore and stuff like that. Not do anything crazy. But yeah, I mean, so far so good. I really want to start talking about the games, but I would also like to ask you, you know, about yourself. You know, we had that change, I think, a change of year. I don't remember if we recorded, you know, before the new year and all that stuff, but it's been about, you know, 6 months pretty much. And
yeah, it's been a good long time. Yeah, I'm doing really well. I finished my second year at university. I'm great, and I'm heading off to E3 in the next couple of days. So, covering that for Zapta, that you came my blog again. So
it's another thing that I wanted to say. You know, you'll be coming to LA most likely. You know, I want to hook up with you again, like we did last year, and talk in person. Mm-hmm. And you know, maybe to go eat some more crazy Shack burritos and have a good time. Well, since I was talking to you before the show and we're kind of like starting up things, I wanted to talk about this E3 pre-show from Konami. I pretty much saw it yesterday. I saw it a little bit delayed. You know, it was released at 10:30, but I had some things to do, and I came back and I started watching it. After watching it, I got really excited, particularly for Metal Gear Solid Rising. I stayed up until 5 in the morning, 5:30, something like that, writing a blog entry for the whole thing. You know, it's pretty extensive, pretty long, but I enjoy doing it, and I would enjoy if people read it and give me any impressions on it. what I wanted to start up was with, you know, what I saw from the beginning, especially the first part, integrating social gaming and apps and mobile games into the gaming industry. How I feel about it is, especially on these kind of shows, it's like they're trying kind of like, it feels forced to me. Like their feeling is like, oh, we have to do it. Like it doesn't feel like, you know, I don't know if you feel what I'm trying to say, Toby, but
I think in a way they are obligated to do it. They want to seem, at least probably to investors, less so maybe to, you know, us as an audience, like they're up to date, and like, you know, that they're not a failing company who's not modernized. And so I can see why they have to do it. And, you know, the social games market is absolutely massive.
Yeah.
So they have to do it. But, you know, it's just one of those things for us. We have to sort of just bite our teeth and bite our time,
yeah,
to get through.
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem with them doing it. It's just the way they do it. It kind of feels like forced, like, oh, yeah, we're going to give you an update. Yeah, we just opened this new office in San Francisco for you know, social apps, mobile gaming, all that kind of stuff, and Konami, where I think they should be doing it. I don't know, like, to me it didn't feel that, you know, that happy that much, you know, like with a good emotion. Like it they have to do something to fix that, because I think it's great that they do it, that, you know, there's the social gaming and mobile gaming is huge now. It has exploded in the, you know, in a couple of years, or in the past few years, and it does deserve to have a place on, you know, events like E3 and stuff like that. It's just that, I don't know, like, to me it's still like, oh yeah, look at us, we're doing this too, so, you know. So it's kind of a little bit, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right to me how they do it. That's the whole thing. If I were happy with it, I wouldn't be talking about it. I'll just be like, yeah, that was great, and all this and that. And like, they didn't really show that much on the games that they're developing, you know, like oh yeah, this, like, the Frogger, the new Frogger, and all that kind of stuff. It was just like more like a summary, which is what I didn't like, I guess. It was more of a summary of like what they are doing, and like you said, yeah, to show everyone that they're modernizing and they're like trying to inspire new generations, all that kind of stuff.
I guess it's not to show much to show on social games like that, though. I mean,
Yeah,
yeah.
I think so. I think they don't have enough yet, but hopefully that'll change in the future. The next thing that I wanted to do you have any more impressions on that, Toby, or you want to move on?
No, definitely want to move on from the
Okay,
social games.
okay. I guess you don't like them that much, huh?
Just not that interesting, I don't think.
Yeah, it's also not, you know, some people are not really interested on it. I kind of have like an ambiguous kind of thing where I like more console gaming and all that stuff. And moving on to console gaming, I'll guess Pro Evolution Soccer. I have to say, this is one of those games that I always see, and I always get a, you know, a little bit excited, and I go, oh, that's interesting, they're doing cool things, this and that, you know, looks pretty cool. But I always end up going for FIFA, you know, like the FIFA games to me are the ones that, you know, when it comes to football, is the one that
Yeah,
suits
I mean,
me.
I'm not well versed in sports games. I don't play a lot of sports games, and sort of my limit has been I've enjoyed snowboarding games and skate games, but things like football don't really interest me that much. However, I do know that Pro Evo had maybe like 5 or 6 years ago did have quite a sizable portion of the market and was quite the preferred game almost. But I think since then it's just been completely trodden over by FIFA.
Well, yeah, it has been changed a lot. I mean, Pro Evolution Soccer has always have, you know, that's why it's called Pro Evolution Soccer, because it's always been one of the most modernized kind of video games when it comes to sports. But having said that, FIFA has always had the licenses for EA, you know, for players, for teams, for.
I think that it's just been it's obviously FIFA's also got that, but I think FIFA's just been better recent in the last, five or so years. It's just improved no end and really sort of really good iterative improvement. Whereas, yeah, I don't think Pro Evo sort of caught up with that, but that's pretty much as I know on football games.
Well, I don't know that much either. I just don't. I just, you know, I and I don't buy them every year either. I buy them every time there's a World Cup, and I always go for FIFA because they have all the licenses and all that kind of stuff. They used to have the feature where you can create your own teams and your own leagues, and I don't know what happened to that. They just, like, you know,
I
changed
think
it
they
for
still
having.
got that.
I don't know. And mine didn't have it. Mine was for the World Cup and didn't have it. And the previous ones, I think they should improve that one a little bit, because it was fun creating your own team and having, you know, having your, you know, maybe, because they wouldn't really otherwise have league teams from, let's say, the Costa Rican league, which is, you know, what I would like be interested in, you know, race one of the team that I root for in Costa Rica, race it from, you know, from a semi-professional status to going all the way and winning the club's World Cup and all that kind of stuff, which is something interesting that I would like to do. Well, we can move on from the Pro Evolution Soccer, because I didn't really I didn't really see much of it that I would rescue. You know, they had Cristiano Ronaldo, like all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't my cup of tea. The next part that they talked about, I believe, was the Metal. Oh no, not Metal Gear. Zone of the Enders in HD, and Zone of the Enders in HD. Well, first of all, the regular Zone of the Enders, the first ones. I never played. I never played any of the Zone of the Enders games.
Need to get
So,
around to that. Yeah.
have you played any of them?
I no, I have not. It's only the end. It's a series that yeah has been highly praised, but it's still one of my those games on my backlog.
Well, I have to say this: it has me interested, and I've been interested into it for a while. I do like the idea of driving your own mech or mecha or whatever you want to call it, giant robot, and having all this technology and all that stuff. I think I will give it a try. I will buy it, and I will see what happens with it, because it seems a pretty sort of futuristic. It has a futuristic feel to it. So I did like that. And Hideo Kojima always comes out, and he seems to have taken sort of like a main, figure familiar status. Well, he is now like a vice president on Konami and all that kind of
Oh
stuff.
yeah, he's very high up, yeah.
So he now talks a lot. Like, he came out for that Zoe one, and yeah, I mean, the only thing that I don't get is why would you put the pilot right in the crotch area? It's kind of weird. It's this Japanese sort of like weird design, and
It's
I don't.
metaphorical.
Yeah, it is either metaphorical or it's just a huge coincidence. No pun really intended there, but the next part. I don't know if you have any more impressions of that, Toby. You can say something else if you like.
It's really hard to have impressions when you haven't played the original games and
Yeah,
not.
that's true. That's true. We can't say much about it. We're just like pretty much talking about what we saw or didn't see in the thing, and then the next part is something that I was really interested into, and I think most people that were tuning in were interested into, and it was the Metal Gear Solid 25th anniversary. Us, I guess, you lately, and me for a few years, not too many years, but a few years now, have been really interested in the Metal Gear Solid series, and I kind of go on a little bit nuts sometimes about Metal Gear Solid. It's but it's not in an unhealthy way. I mean, my wife knows that I really like Metal Gear Solid and all that kind of stuff, so she doesn't really think that I'm crazy or nuts or anything. She just, it's something that he really likes. And with the 25, when the 25th anniversary thing, there was no real surprises. They just talked about the games that had already been released for HD collections, and the 3DS game, and how they're working on the Fox engine, and that there's gonna be an HD collection for the Vita, PlayStation Vita even. But short of that, there was no real, like, something that said, oh wow, there's something exciting coming along the way. It's like they either don't have anything else, or they don't want to say if there's anything else. What do you think about that?
We know MGS5 is in the works. I mean, they confirmed that, but obviously they just don't have anything to show. I
Yeah,
think
yeah.
they don't want to. Probably they're probably looking at Metal Gear Solid 4 and saying that they. Showing something earlier is a big risk because something goes wrong in the development, and then or just takes longer, like MGS4, and you end up sort of you can't really do good PR from that point, because if you show a trailer, then it's 4 years until it comes out. People have lost interest, and people, it's not a good move from PR standpoint. So yeah, they're probably just keeping that under wraps for the moment until there's something really good to show. Maybe we'll see it next year at E3. But yeah, I mean, it's a shame they're just sort of reissuing games. You know, there's so many issues of Metal Gear Solid 3 at the moment with the 3DS version, and then the PlayStation connection, and then the PS Vita. Well, isn't it? But yeah, it's. I mean, it's ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, not that interesting, is it? But I guess it's good for people who, you know what, and it's good for, you know, just being able to play those games in the future and not having to have an old PS2 and stuff. But yeah.
Well, yeah, I've been even, you know, expecting to see when are the t-shirts gonna be released for sale, and I haven't even seen that. I kind of checked the other day, but I have more questions than answers when it comes to that. It's like I can't seem to find out if they're really gonna be sold, or is there any gonna be anything. I can't tell what's going on with that. And another thing is that I was expecting them to at least announce and say we want to remake Metal Gear Solid. You know, like a lot of people want the remake of Metal Gear Solid.
I don't really want to be a remake
No,
of them.
I and there's people who don't want it, but you
Yeah.
know, it would be I think it would be a good thing, quote unquote, because a lot of people haven't played it yet, and a lot of people aren't really, how should we say it, interested in playing a PlayStation 1 game anymore. So I think that an updated version with high resolution
But this,
graphics
they
would
did
be
do
a good
that
idea.
with Twin Snakes.
That's another completely different thing, because I don't really consider, you know, Twin Snakes the same thing. I consider it an alternate, you know, alternate story or alternate
The
universe sort of
story's
thing.
the same, and
The
I mean.
story is the same, but you know, a lot of the animations and all that. And I guess, and I mean, I get and I understand what you're saying. It's just that, you know, sort of to me, that's what I would like to see. Yeah, well, you know, it's just kind of like a fanboyish dream to see a Metal Gear Solid remake made, just like a lot of people are expecting a remake of Final Fantasy VII on high resolution graphics.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know. I mean, Final Fantasy VII needs it more because Final Fantasy VII, when you go back and play it now, is fucking
Yeah.
awful. Like, you just can't play it as, you know, someone who's played games in this day and age. But, you know, I'd rather Konami be focusing on making MGS5 good and, you know, the other games and only the MGS3 and stuff like that rather than remaking MGS1. It's a great game, but, you know, I think, you know, I just don't think it's necessary personally, but yeah.
Well, it probably is not necessary, and it might not be necessary for a long time, but maybe sometime down the line they will do it. I mean, it's just like the people who are asking for remakes of Metal Gear, you know, the original Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2. It's just kind of the same thing. You know,
Yeah.
some people do want it, some people don't want it, and I understand, and I would rather them have me a new Metal Gear Solid, you know, every year, but
Oh,
I don't
I
think
wouldn't. They could. They could never do
I
that
don't think
properly.
I don't think they want to do the Assassin's Creed route and have
No,
a new game every year.
that'd be bad.
Which yeah, I consider it better if we have to wait, and you know, every few years you'll hear something, and some, you know, the river will start rumbling with this noise, and then you'll see the head of water coming towards you. But it's a
I mean,
really it's,
maybe 5 years down the line might be interesting to have an MG after
it
the
could be
MGS5 as well.
it could be we don't
You
know
can
yet.
always go back. We can always go back. So, you know,
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the good thing, you know. And 25 years, you know, it's a long time for, you know, a series to run. I think it's one of the longest ones actually to be running. I don't know. I guess maybe Doom is another one of the longest ones. Super Mario.
well, yeah, Mario and Zelda outrun it pretty
Mario, yeah,
close to
Mario and
size
Zelda.
wise.
Well, those were pretty much like the games that came with the original NES. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. So
it would be it's a long time for a series to run. I mean, and I'm pretty happy that it's lasted this long. And when you hear Kojima say, you know, like I wanted to make this one game, and people keep bringing me back, and you know, it's just because it's the love that people have for such game, and I wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah.
Well, the next part that I wanted to talk about, it was one of the parts that I was, you know, as a fan of Metal Gear, I want every game to be awesome and to improve, you know, the series as much as possible.
Yes.
That is the same expectation I have about Metal Gear Rising. I know a lot of people are down on it. A lot of people are like, "Oh fuck no, we don't want this game," and it's, you know, it's this kind of a Devil May Cry game just because it's made by Platinum Games and all that kind of stuff. Which I have to say, I don't really. I think that most people say that because they hold grudges against Platinum Games because they're not fans of their games because they don't like them, something like that. I really don't have anything about Platinum Games because I haven't had really the opportunity of playing any of their games before, I believe, unless Bayonetta. I'm not sure if Bayonetta was made for them, but I played the demo for Bayonetta.
Did you
I'm not that.
play? Did you play Vanquish?
Which one?
Vanquish.
Vanquish? No, I haven't played that one.
All right, that was quite a recent game of theirs. It actually drew on Metal Gear Solid quite a lot in terms of the characters, but yeah, I mean, it was interesting. It was very Japanese, but yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not, you know, I don't really choose sides except when it comes to like between Xbox and PlayStation 3. I still think that PlayStation 3 is a much better console than the Xbox, and I know a lot of people will like to debate me to death on that, and I don't really care about debating it because when somebody doesn't want to be convinced, you just can't convince them. And what I saw from this trailer that I really, well, first of all, it was a completely different trailer than anything we've seen before. And what I saw from this trailer that I really liked a lot was that, you know, fans and I would have to call fanboys that always cry and every time they talk about Rising, they cry about, "Oh, this is not gonna be a stealth game. I want stealth." I saw that there's gonna be stealth in this game, and it is actually a different kind of stealth. And they did say that before, you know, it's gonna be a different kind of stealth. And it's not it's I mean it's what I was expecting, being that Raiden is a cyborg ninja that, you know, pretty much has like supernatural powers. You can't ask somebody with that kind of talent to just be quiet and stealthy all the time. But I did see that there's gonna be quite you know, a few elements of stealth in it.
I know, the thing for me is not primarily gameplay based. My problem with it is just the fact that it's not Kojima, and I don't. Kojima has a way of getting away with and making really good over the topness, you know, making bizarre things but making it cool at the same time without just being utterly stupid. And I don't know that Platinum are going to be able to do that. You know, it's MGS is a very singular vision type thing. It comes from Kojima, and without him in it's going to be utterly different. And I'm not sure it's something I want. And what it looks to be is very much sort of just a very arcadey, fast paced. You don't really give a crap about the story. Not very emotional. It's just sort of cutting stuff up and moving on, and then cutting bigger things up, and sort of, you know, it looks like there's a lot of those scenes where you're not actually controlling the movement, you're just controlling the cutting and these sort of slow motion, almost sort of quick time events, and there's just not. I think it's going to be utterly different, and I don't think it's going to be a terrible game. I just don't think it's going to have anything really that anyone like Metal Gear Solid is looking for.
Well, I have to say this. I know a lot of people expect, you know, or want a more Metal Gear Solid kind of game, but you know, this is not Metal Gear Solid anymore. This is Metal Gear Rising, and it has to be different from the beginning because it's establishing, you know, the character that you know, it's a spin-off. It's what they do when they do TV shows, and I think that's one of the reasons it could fail or not fail, because people either are ready to accept that there's this new thing that emerged from it, and if you're willing to accept it, I think it's more likely that it's gonna be successful.
The thing is, I know they would do this because by putting the Metal Gear epithet on it, they can they're gonna sell more. But I would much prefer they just did a completely original story. Let's be honest. I mean, it doesn't really need to be a Metal Gear game. You could just have a ninja who can cut crap up like that, and I'm sure everyone would be. And that way, you know, both groups of fans would be happy with it. You know, people who wanted that kind of game would get that game, and sort of solid MGS fans wouldn't be annoyed that it might be sort of saturating and sort of devaluing the MGS franchise.
Well, the idea basically came off of, you know, people asking, we want to play as Raiden, we want to play as...
No one ever said we want to play as Raiden.
Everyone said that. Everyone says that. everyone wanted to be Raiden in Metal Gear Solid 4. Everyone was asking, oh, when can we have a DLC? Or when can we... Yes, they did. They did, and I remember it. That's otherwise, I wouldn't be saying it. I wouldn't just be making stuff up just to make my point. I know that there's people that were asking for that, and they got it. I mean, what people asked for, that's what they got it. Unless you wanted to play Metal Gear online and have, you know, have the ability of playing as Raiden.
They meant a Kojima game. They didn't mean, you know, a completely, utterly different universe just with a Raiden skin.
No, they didn't do that, but they said they wanted to play as Raiden. You know, and that's...
I remember many people playing that.
I did, and a lot of people still want to play as Gray Fox. So look out if you get a
Gray Fox. But
it's the same thing. After Metal Gear Solid 4, people saw how cool Raiden could be instead of bitching around about him from Metal Gear Solid 2, and they said, well, we want to play it as him. Some people got the chance when they played the online version of Metal Gear. And I think this game is just gonna enhance everything. And I'm like I said, I'm really excited. You know, it's not anymore about just slicing up melons and soldiers and that kind of thing.
It does look like that. That's the thing. It's just about slicing up robots. If they gave the same treatment to Gray Fox, then I would be angry. I definitely would be angry.
Well, it seems like there's going to be the ability of cut pretty much everything on that world. I mean...
No, there's not. It's definitely not going to be that. I can guarantee it's
only going
to be...
For what I saw in the trailer, you know, slashing up a...
You can't possibly know. What in the trailer... All that we got from the trailer is that there's a bit where you aren't controlling the character, you're only controlling the sword, and it's kind of like a quick time event where you're going over a helicopter and you get to sort of slow motion cut it up. I guarantee you it will only be certain events like that and certain enemies they'll be able to cut up.
Well, definitely that part does look more like a cutscene than as a real, you know, you controlling the character.
Yeah,
but you know, it's sort of like when you play Resident Evil 4 and you have those events where you're in the middle of the story and it tells you, oh, press X right now, so you have to press X or something, you know.
Yeah, so that sucks. That's
it could be that events. It could be that, and seriously, I don't mind it. I've done it in other games before. It's fine for me, and the controlling parts on the game they seem. You know, the parts that really do look like if you can control the character, they don't look as bad. And to me, it's just that they made the trailer so cool that I can't really find much, you know, failure with it. I found the trailer very cool for my taste. Starting from, you know, the patch mode song, you know, Wrong, and going through the whole, you know, Raiden as a child soldier and... as a teenage soldier and then as an adult and all that kind of stuff. It just stuck with me, and it was a very good trailer.
I guess we'll agree to disagree.
Well, we don't have to agree on everything, Toby. That's what we're here for, to try to make each other see, you know, everyone or each other's points. But yeah, I mean, to me, really, really fun. Really, it's gonna be a really great game. As long as it's fun, I have no problem with it. You know, the story seems good. They have this sort of other cyborg ninjas running around, this pretty
See, that
big, huge.
immediately seems problematic to me because in the MGFC universe, these cyber ninjas, you know, they're not like just a whole group of things. They're very rare. That's the reason why, you know, it's so amazing when you see Grey Fox. It's so amazing when you see Raiden MGS4. It just when you start saying, okay, let's throw in loads of other cyber ninjas and throw in loads of other Metal Gears, and it just devalues
Well, that's what
the
happens when you
uniqueness of it.
destroy the Patriot's AI that controls all information. What's gonna happen next? All information's gonna be loose
Cyborg
and free for
ninja.
everyone. Everyone can grab information now. It's a free for all world where
Doesn't
there's
mean
no
everyone will be
more.
cyborg ninjas. You know, it takes
Not
a
well,
certain
not
skill.
everyone. Not everyone. Just the ones who have the money and the, you know, the resources to do
But
it. But
it's about skill, not just the technology.
Well, let's say it this way. If such information was available right now for everyone to see, do you think that you can go ahead and make yourself a cyborg ninja just because the information is there?
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't.
No, you couldn't. You have to belong to like an organization or
No,
somebody,
if
you
I
know,
had the skill to
with
be, if
enough money.
no, but if I had the skill, the preset skills that meant I could be a
What
ninja,
skills?
then
When
I.
you can replace every part of your body, you don't need skills. You just need to be able to take it, and that's pretty much it.
No, it's not. No, that's not what Grey Fox or Raiden is about at all. There's a reason that in the actual MGS, in the Metal Gear Solid franchise, that there's not hundreds of them flying about because they're so good. It's not just a matter of technology. You know, the corporate, the you know, Patriots and everything in the MGS series have plenty of money. It's not just about you know, it's
Well,
about skill and certain amazing people like Grey Fox.
how many cyborg ninjas do you think there is gonna be? You think there's gonna be hundreds of them, or you think there's gonna
Well,
be
there's
like
going to be multiple
certain
enemies in there, so it's
bosses,
gonna.
like you know, like let's say with the Beauty and the Beast core that there were
Oh, if it's just a few
four or
bosses,
five.
you mentioned that there's going to be lots of them, and I took your word for it.
Well, me myself, I don't really think there's gonna be a lot of them. I think
Oh,
there's
well,
not
that's
gonna
good
be.
in that case, yeah.
They're gonna be the bosses that you have to beat or something like that. And hopefully they'll make them, you know, as memorable as other bosses in the Metal Gear Solid saga. It's that's one of the things that it's
Unlike
all about.
it's not Kojima, so it's very unlikely.
Well, Kojima is it's not like Kojima just gave him the project and told him do whatever you want. He's still supervising
He
and he's
didn't
still.
write it though, so that's you know, the main
Well,
thing.
do you know who wrote the story for this new game?
No, but it's not Kojima, so it's gonna be.
No, it's not Kojima, but it's the same person who wrote all their previous stories for the game with Kojima. It's not Platinum Games, the one that's like.
Kojima wrote all of it. He had help. He ha had help,
Kojima
but Kojima wrote.
Kojima had other writers with him. It's not
Yeah,
like
but he
every
influenced it.
single.
I mean, there's a reason it comes, and he could have spoken about this. There's a reason that
Correct.
in it
Correct.
no, there's a reason at the
Correct.
beginning. Can I speak? There's a reason at the beginning of the game of the MGS games, and it comes up a Hideo Kojima game. It's because he penned the stories. He may have had people to help fill out the dialogue in certain places, but he oversaw all that. He gave that direction. But and I'm sure the writers will be influenced by him. But in the end, if he's not overseeing that on this game, which he isn't, it's not going to be a Kojima game, and it's going to be
He's
utterly different.
credited as the director.
No, he's a producer, isn't he?
No, he's credited as the director. Did you see the trailer? I showed you the tra or I told you to see the trailer
Yeah, I watched the trailer.
for different reasons, and that's one of them. He's still credited as the direct, you know, the main director of the
Either
game.
way, he stressed that his input into this game is not anywhere near what it
It's
was before.
not the same as if he would have made the game himself,
No,
correct?
exactly.
That's 100% true.
And
But
exactly, and that's my point there.
I expect somebody who has been working with him for years now and has been doing loads of games with him has had, you know, enough input from Kojima to understand how to make a Kojima game. I mean,
No, definitely not.
it's
Every individuals are different, and that's the beauty of Kojima. And I mean,
so
you can't deny that the sort of the real unique things about the MGS series is its sort of is its story and its crazy sort of elements and stuff like that. And when you take away a lot of the influence that Kojima's had on that, it is going to be a different thing, and it's not going to be MGS.
Well, that is true. That nobody can, you know, recreate the original work. It's like trying to copy the Mona Lisa, you know, it's
No, but I mean,
not.
it's not going to fit in with any of the MGSs, is what I'm saying.
You don't think so?
No, not at all. It's by Platinum Games. They're an all right developer, but they're nothing compared to Kojima Productions.
Oh well, I guess I'll just buy the game and play it by myself and not tell anybody that I played
No, I'll play
it.
it. I want to be surprised, but there's nothing that is, you
So
know, sort
not yet for
of
you.
giving me
So
enthusiasm. I'll
yeah.
definitely play it just because, you know, I'm interested in the series, but it's not giving me enthusiasm yet.
Okay. Well, fair enough. I just don't, you know, I'm not that down low on the games. I still feel that I can be excited about the game. I am excited about the game. I've been excited since they announced the first one, and even if they changed it and all that, and finally, there's a release date for the game. It says early 2013, so I'm guessing maybe January, February. It would have been better if they do it for the holiday season because
There's a lot of games being pushed back to 2013, Tomb Raider and BioShock. At the beginning of 2013 is going to be absolutely mad.
yeah, that's crazy, huh? That's weird. Why now are they pushing them to later dates?
Maybe it's something to do with, you know, the roundup of games that's happening that are coming out that they want to avoid sort
Yeah.
of repeating. But it seems
Yeah.
more to me that just the
It's
development's taking longer. That'd probably be.
kind of what they do with movies. When
Yeah.
you know the summer blockbusters,
Yeah.
they'll you know release at the same time, and when they want a good movie to do good, they wait a little bit after, you know, like
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings is coming out in December, which is not like a really blockbuster date for movies. It's just like,
Yeah, they want their own space, yeah.
so I think that's also a good thing to do. What else? Well, there was a mini documentary after like the trailer. I did see that, but it was more about, you know, about Platinum Games and you know their team and how are they coping with the game, what are they doing, their feelings and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of short. It wasn't too long. Then there was another, you know, famous performance by Mega 64, the funny team of people that always comes out with crazy things to do.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know how funny it was to you, but to me it didn't seem much more funnier than
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think
I mean,
they
it was entertaining, you know, seeing Raiden try different kinds of jobs after he retired or whatever, and in the end he's, you know, he discovers his call or whatever, and then like a short Yehudi cameo was made at the end of the thing. So I think I don't think it was bad. I just, you know, I have my funny bone somewhere else, and they didn't tickle it this time. The last part was mostly about Lords of Shadow 2 teaser and trailer. I gotta say, my eyebrows were raised when I saw that because most of it was Dracula fighting an army, and then this blonde figure comes out, and this blonde man is opposing Dracula. I didn't catch a very good look at him, but to me he looks like Alucard. I don't know if you saw something or if you have any impressions on that.
I have less input on this than I do even for the football games. Castlevania, I never played the sort of original side scrollers, and I have no interest in the sort of lore or any of the sort of story. Sorry.
Oh, well.
Sorry. It's one of those series that is just is not my thing.
That's fine. That's fine. I just wanted to sort of like, you know, just say that. And I think that was it. That was how it ended, with a couple of trailers of Castlevania. They didn't show anything for Contra this time. I'm surprised, because last year they sort of like showed, you know, throw like an animation, something with a sea and fire. So I thought there was gonna be some Contra kind of thing, and then nothing this time.
Overall, so, I think Konami are floundering a bit at the moment. They don't have a lot of strong franchises, and the ones that are strong, Silent Hill and MGS, Silent Hill hasn't had any particularly brilliant games out recently, and obviously MGS is just reissuing games, and probably the reason they are just reissuing those games in HD is because they don't have many strong franchises, and they need the cash from somewhere, until they get MGS 5 out. So I think Konami aren't probably in the best of states at the moment.
Well, that seems like a good analysis of it. I didn't think about that before. You don't really see that many franchises that are doing well right now from Konami. Yeah. And well, hopefully for not only for you know, my taste and for the good of the company, but also for the good of the industry, that'll change in the future, and we'll have more different cool games where to choose from.
I hope they do. I think, yeah, just Japanese companies generally have it tough at the moment. I think they're finding it difficult to adjust to sort of the Western market and stuff.
Yeah, that is true. It's a more global market now, and hopefully they'll cope with it somehow.
I'm sure
MGS5, this seems to be over. We went over the whole conference and 40 minutes.
Talk about you know, E3 and what our hopes are for.
Sure, no problem. I was just ending that part anyway. I wasn't gonna stop the podcast yet. But yeah, I think it'll be good to start with you, because you do have the insight on the industry, even though I try to keep up with the news and all that kind of stuff. I'm not that much versed as you are in games.
I mean, I am looking forward to this. So some people say that E3 goes on a sort of a bi-yearly basis, where it, you know, 2011 was bad, 2010 was good, 2009 was bad, and so forth. And then by that sort of method, 2012 is going to be a good year. I hope that's the case. We're going to see like sort of the release of the Wii U in earnest. We're actually going to see it's been modified since last year. We're going to actually see games for that this time, which would be cool. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's some big games coming out. Hitman Absolution is one I'm interested in. You know, got Dishonored, the Bethesda game. I'm having a look at that at E3. Dawnguard DLC for Skyrim.
Is that going to be released after E3?
I think it's sometime in the early summer. It's being released.
I'm waiting for it, even though I haven't finished the you know, the whole game, all of the you know, quests that there is. There's a ton of things to do in that game. It's incredible how a person that has pretty much nothing to do and it's not going to work and it's just staying home, and sometimes I play for 6 hours on end and I haven't finished the game, and I have more than 300 hours put into the game, and I'm like,
Jesus,
what's going on with this game? When is it gonna end? You know, I still have quests upon quests.
There are a lot of quests in that game. Yeah, there are a lot of quests in that game.
But I'm excited for the new downloadable content.
Unfortunately, you'll be sad to hear that the DLC is gonna be coming out for Xbox first. I think it's gonna be at least a month advance for Xbox before it comes out for PC. And I mean,
I see, but
good.
I
the trailer
I can
good.
I can wait. I can wait. I'm not gonna kill myself for that. I mean, it's just a game in the end. You know, it's not like I have a stake on it or anything like that. I just wanna be able to play it. That's all. As long as it comes out, I don't really mind when.
Yeah. So that'd be good. And then, yeah, I mean, I can't. It's hard to list off every game, but there are some
Yeah.
big games, and I'm going to some previews for EA. They've got some unannounced games that presumably they'll announce in their press conferences, and so I think it should be a good year. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to sort of just. And I'm even going to scope out some of the indie games and stuff like that. And
Yeah.
I think we'll see a lot of interesting stuff. We'll presumably get a sort of a better of what Sony and Microsoft are doing from now on, and we're probably going to get the console announcements next year, so we won't get that this year. But as I always say, the best games of a console generation often come out in the
At the
final
end.
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully that stays true, and we get some awesome stuff.
Well, there is certain things out there that actually I don't know if they're leaks or they're you know already confirmed things, but you know some of the things that I've been hearing about is the one that grabs my attention the most, the latest one is about this Gaikai deal with PlayStation, which it's bringing not only online content that you can play directly into your, you know, PS3 without the needing to actually buy the games, but you can play PlayStation 2 games on it. So it's gonna be sort of like almost like if they're making the PlayStation 3 a backwards compatible machine again,
That's
in a
cool. How
sense.
much does that cost for a subscription?
I have no idea. I just went to the website the other day, and you know, I try to play on my computer, but you know, my computer, like I said before, I need a new computer. The speed of my internet, where this new, because we even moved during my operation. It was crazy. We moved houses and stuff. So to this new place where I'm living now, the speed, or the company that I had for internet, the speed is really low. It's like 1 point something. So
Oh God, that's horrible.
I'm not happy with it. And I was trying to play the other day, and it said that I didn't have enough, you know, speed for the video stream to be stable and this and that. So I was like, oh no, what am I gonna do now? But hopefully, you know, I'll change it because my contract is due in a year or something like that. And even though I have a contract, I think I can just get out of it. I don't think that I have to pay for just ending the contract. I'm scouting internet companies. The only problems that I have is which one to get, or how to do the change. But most likely, I'll try to change it in the future, especially for you know, watching videos and all that kind of stuff, playing online games, downloading large files, all that kind of stuff. It has reduced my speed to a crawl pretty much. So
Oh
I need
shit.
to change it. Yeah, I need to change it as soon as possible. But yeah, so far I've been this you know I've been expecting good things to come out of E3. I always expect the same, just good things to come out, even you know, even though that's not always the case. But I don't really know. Like my main interest usually it's on what consoles or what consoles are doing, you know, every year, what new games are coming out. I really don't have much knowledge on which games are gonna be shown, but I hope to become a fan of new franchises or of new games this year. You know, every time there's a new game coming out and I'm excited for it, I'll give it a try. So yeah,
Cool.
I'm just hoping to be surprised or to be happy with whatever they're gonna do this year. And you know, one of the happiest moments of E3 for me is, you know, meeting people in person like you. You're gonna be here in LA. We're probably gonna hang out or whatever. So that's gonna be cool, you know, and have your impressions on whatever you saw or will
Yeah,
be
it should be
seeing.
fun, yeah.
Yeah,
Cool. Cool.
so yeah, that's been our episode. I don't think we have anything else to say, you know.
No, not
It's
until E3 comes around.
yep, yeah, just a couple of days more, a few days more. Toby, you'll be traveling tomorrow, correct? to
That's
Los
right.
Angeles, so have
Yeah.
a safe trip.
Thanks. Now I'm just not looking forward to it.
We will see you here when you get here. We'll have a good time, and to everyone who listens to this, thank you very much. I'll upload it and you'll have something fun to listen to, okay?